Bobby, are you there?
I'm here, Wayne.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks for joining us. And the first and the most important question, everybody wants to know how you're doing. So share that with us.
Okay, Wayne, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I had a great surgeon who happens to be Italian, which, of course, I'm Italian. My real name is Ritterelli.
Right.
And the surgeon's name was Dr. Doria. And he was absolutely tremendous. He's the one who put in the liver, and a Dr. Romeris put in the kidney.
Mm-hmm.
And the surgery lasted about 20 hours. And I've been home close to a month now. And everything is going absolutely wonderful. I get my blood work done every Monday. And, of course, my kidney was bad. The doctor told my wife, he said, if we didn't get a new liver, I would have been dead in 3 weeks.
Wow.
And then they found out that I was going into kidney failure. So, and I was on dialysis for a while, but I don't know the donor. I never met her.
Mm-hmm.
It was a young girl who saved my life. And not only that, but when I got my liver, I got like 85% of her liver and 15% of her liver that came from her and also me went to a baby, maybe a year, 2 years old. And they used her other organs as well, heart, lungs, eyes, you know, whatever. I think this young lady helped save 8 lives.
Amazing. Absolutely.
Truly amazing. Yeah. And I'm doing wonderful. I have to put on some weight.
Right.
I'm down to my fighting weight now, 124 pounds. So I got to get up to 160.
Do you have any restrictions as far? I know we're talking to you in your home right now, but are you confined to staying home, or can you get out and about? Or
yeah, I get out and about. I'm using a walker, but I'm trying to wean myself off the walker. Here in the house, I try to walk around by myself. I'm a little unsteady,
sure.
But you know that'll come. You know that'll all come with as the weeks and months go by.
Well, you know, Bobby, there was a time when organ transplants were rarely, if ever, performed on older patients. We haven't mentioned, some may know, some may not, that you're 70 years old, a young
Correct.
70. And experts are saying that the elderly are increasingly getting new organs, and in some cases even undergoing double organ transplants like you had.
Yeah, well, you know what they say, Wayne. They say that that is the best way to go,
mm-hmm.
Double transplants. Well, of course, I needed a double because the liver was bad and the kidney, you know, the kidneys were failing.
Right.
So, I would imagine that's exactly right.
Well,
a lot of the older people are getting, you know, double transplants.
Well, I read someplace where 60% of the organ transplants that are happening now are with those that are over the age of 60.
Uh-huh.
And that includes 71% are receiving liver transplants and 57% are receiving kidney transplants. And that's according to the National Institutes of Health.
Exactly.
So you know, I look at Vice President Cheney, who had a heart transplant.
Right.
And he's out back politicking again.
Yeah.
So, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, let's talk for a second about becoming an organ donor, because I know this is a cause that you're taking on. I have some information, unless you have it in front of you, how one can go about doing that.
Well, no, I really want to get much more involved with the donor program.
Right.
And, you know, the best way to do that is with your driver's license ID that you become an organ donor. Matter of fact, on my license, you know, prior to my surgery, I was an organ donor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who knew that I had a bad liver and a bad kidney?
Right.
But there are other things in my body, like my heart, my lungs, my eyes, that are all good.
Sure.
You know, and it's so important. You know, there's so many people out there, you know, waiting, whether it be for a liver, a kidney, whatever it may be, you know, and they go by what they call, Wayne, a MELD score.
Right.
And my MELD was 32.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, at Jefferson Hospital here in Philadelphia where I had the surgery, that's pretty high.
Right.
And, you know, and you have to wait. You know, you're not automatically put on the list, you know, like well, I need a kidney and a liver. Oh, well, come on in. We'll give you one. Sure. No. That doesn't happen.
Right.
So I had to wait, I would say, somewhere in the vicinity of 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife and I were having breakfast on July the 8th. I'm sorry, July. No, we talked about, I said, oh, boy, nobody's calling. I said, I don't think nothing's going to happen, you know?
Right.